This is, at present, Pod Kashtani Square, literally under the chestnut trees, though it is, in truth, hardly a square and more of a road. The only reason to turn off the little intersection here is if you're driving up to the Russian embassy, which occupies a rather magnificent villa overlooking the nearby Stromovka Park. But after 80 years, Pod Kashtani looks set to receive a new name, Boris Nemtsov Square, in honour of the murdered Putin critic and former deputy prime minister who was shot dead not far from the Kremlin in 2015. The renaming is the result of a petition launched by Green Party assemblyman Petr Kutilek.
We are certainly concerned about the human rights situation in Russia and about the killing of Boris Nemtsov, and also about the lack of the Czech government's ability to speak up on these issues in recent years.
Some people have accused you and the people who support this initiative of basically trolling the Russian authorities.
Well, I would say this is really an effort to express our support to Russian pro-democracy and human rights activists, rather. And indeed, the Russian government has officially condemned the killing of Boris Nemtsov, so I don't understand why they should possibly protest.
So far, there's been no official Russian reaction to the plan, which also envisages renaming a nearby avenue of trees after the murdered Russian journalist Anna Politkovskaya. However, the country's pro-Russian president, Milosz Zeman, has described it as a childish and rather pathetic act. Mikhail Romantsov is a political geographer and commentator who specializes in Russia.
Definitely, it's a political gesture. And it is a gesture which irritates to a certain degree Putin and his melody makers. On the other hand, it's also a gesture which is sympathetic to, let's say, democratic movement or democratic opposition in Russia. But what is, as a minimum, from my point of view, the most important thing is that this is our public space. It is in Prague, and it's only up to us or to the Prague political establishment. How do we want to call our streets and squares, etc.?
So it's not Russia's business.
Definitely, it's not Russia's business. And there is also one dimension which seems to be important to me, and that is that in Russia, public space is there exclusively for manifestation of loyalty of Russian people to its leader, be it Tsar, be it Secretary General or President. The role of public space in Russia. But in Czech Republic, as we turned into democratic states, fortunately, public space is there to basically declare within the public space whatever you want. So it can be something what you are pro or you are anti. And Prague, as a capital city of democratic state, has full right to demonstrate basically its positive feelings towards, let's say, freedom fighters or democratic politicians all over the world.
Mikhail Romantsov, however, says Moscow is currently more focused on much older historical narratives, specifically the Second World War. He believes the Russian government will likely ignore this latest street naming in Nemtsov's honour, which comes after similar name changes in Washington, Kiev, and Vilnius. Rob Cameron, DW, Prague.